This is the Don and Mike Show. God damn it. 23 years of farts and memories. The Don and Mike Show.
It's the ultimate best of. Thanks for joining us. Don Geronimo returns on Friday for his final show. Don's fascination with Elvis goes back. He was already fascinated when I first met him in Chicago in the mid-80s. And that fascination continues to the present day. It may have reached its pinnacle in, what was it, 1994?
This is, I believe, August 17th or 16th of 94. It was one day off from Death Day, is how I recall it.
Right.
And this, I don't believe, has aired since that time.
Wow.
We would not even have this tape if WJFK's program director, Chris Kinard, had a life as a teenager. But he actually had this on cassette, so I apologize in advance for the slightly thin quality of the audio, but as they say, historical precedence.
That's right.
That's what's important here. The Memphis riot, I did not remember half of what happened in this. Maybe I was hungover, or maybe it was that long ago.
Good thing
ago.
It's on tape.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Chris. It's the best of Don and Mike.
We're in Memphis. Hey, we made it through almost 1 hour of the show. They haven't pulled the plug on us yet.
Hallelujah.
Of course, we haven't gone over and tried to talk to anybody really yet.
Yeah, we haven't gone over to that stage yet either.
Well, that is our next stop, the Elvis karaoke stage. We'll see what we can do. Let's get out there, guys.
Hey.
Here we go. Nothing like the stench of a campground. We're right next to the KOA campground where they have hot showers and clean restrooms.
But it's not muddy, not like Woodstock. We don't have any mud down here, and we're grateful.
And now on stage, as Mike mentioned, a miniature Elvis impersonator, a little kid about 6-7 years old.
I think it would be safe to say that he is wowing the crowd. He is doing a fantastic job.
Let's listen. Mikey reminds me of Little Ricky.
He's terrific, isn't he?
I'll say this. He's good, but I don't think he's as good as Corky. You know, Corky's got an album coming out. We read about it on the airplane on the way down here.
And you're going to put that album on the Donnie Countdown, aren't you?
That's going to debut at number one. Now, Rob,
yeah.
As I look around the crowd, I see one, two, three, four other Elvises. Do you think you're up to the challenge?
I can take them. They're mine. Going away.
And what about this guy over here in the green suit?
Oh, my God. Is that some sort of camouflage or
what?
Let's
go talk to him.
All right.
We're going to interview the guy in the camouflage suit here.
How you doing? Can we talk to you for a second? Are you an Elvis impersonator?
Well, I'm an Elvis minister from the Davenport, Iowa. I preach the gospel of Elvis up there for the Catholic Church. I'm affiliated with the St. Patrick's Church of Memphis.
What is the gospel of Elvis, sir?
It's equal love versing intellectual stupidity, which spells out Elvis.
That's a fascinating concept.
How many beers have you had today?
I'm a Catholic minister. I'm allowed a few beers.
Yeah, that's true. All the priests I've ever met have enjoyed them.
And the outfit you have on, we were describing
that's
it as
a Canadian jumpsuit. I did a concert up in Canada, up above Thunder Bay.
Are you going to be getting up and performing here today?
I don't know if I have enough beers, I might.
I think, based on that blast of breath I just got, I think you've had enough, sir. But it's nice meeting you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Enjoy yourself.
All the way from California.
California Elvis fan, and you've got the Elvis sunglasses, sir.
The sunglasses. Have you ever seen True Romance with Christian Slater?
No. True Romance? No, I don't think I saw that one.
Big Elvis fan, that movie. I'm a big Elvis fan because of him.
What is it? You're a big Elvis fan because of Christian Slater?
Yes.
I pity you. Let's not talk to this guy anymore. A guy who's an Elvis fan because of Christian Slater.
You meet all kinds. Everybody's got a reason. And I wanted to say before, when you were talking about Bobo comparing him to the other Elvis impersonators, already he's got it over them with
the jumpsuit.
Now, sure.
Rob, what do we have to do to get you up there?
I think we have to go sign up. It's over
and have
to
Mike
left,
and I back you up. Oh, here's a female Elvis impersonator.
Lady Elvis.
Oh, there's another Lady Elvis right there wearing a suit, wearing the jumpsuit. All right, let's go sign up now. Let's go see what we got to do to sign Rob up for this contest.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Mike?
I don't think that's a lady.
Oh, you're right. That's a guy. My mistake.
Where do we got to go?
I think over here.
All right, where do we go to sign up our friend Bobo to join the contest?
It's not a contest, just the exhibition. Yeah, that's all it is. Go to that corner over there.
That corner. All right, that corner. Come on, guys.
Here we go.
Buzz, this is not a contest.
Ah.
So please, no wagering.
Please, no wagering. Hey, now, there's another Elvis guy.
Yeah, he looks good. I think we talked to him last year.
Yeah, we
I think
have.
So, too.
It's hard as hell. They all look like Elvis.
Did it look like that guy was picking his nose?
It looked like he was picking his nose as he was looking at us. And then he had his finger up his nose, I saw a glimmer of recognition that he remembered his interview with us.
Oh, hold on. Rob's getting his picture taken. Hold on. There he is.
Hey, Rob, when you get your picture taken, can you go down into the deep knee bend pose?
Sure, hold on. Let's see if we can do that.
Do it now, baby. Right.
Can you do it?
Yeah. It's a good thing he's got those staples, man. All right, where do we go to sign him up?
I think over in the back corner. I think I see the table. Okay. You know, when he goes into that deep knee bend, you can practically hear the women coo.
That's not all you can hear.
Oh, God.
All right. No, this is a beer truck. Oh, here we go. Right here. I think we sign him up. Excuse me. Hi. Hey, where do we sign up somebody?
Oh,
there's an Elvis impersonator who's signing up right now.
I think we go around the front.
All right. Hi, how you doing, son? Do you speak? Well, what's your name?
Carolyn.
Hi, and what do we have to do to sign up our friend Bobo for the game?
All he's got to do is give me his name and the songs he'd like to sing.
His name is Bobo, and I think, what was the song you'd like to sing, Bobo?
Burn in Love.
And we'd like to back him up, too. We're going to be his Jordanaires. We're just going to stand in back of him. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Now, how long is the wait for performing?
Probably about a half hour.
Half hour?
Half hour.
Okay, good. We'll
Perfect.
Deal with it. What's your name?
Doug.
Hey, do we have any chiclets for Doug?
Today, so you'll get your box of chiclets real soon, okay?
Hey, okay.
Doug, how old are you, son?
17.
And what do you love best about Elvis?
Just the way his moves.
His moves?
Yes.
Uh-oh, watch out. Build somebody's drink. I'm sorry. Nice meeting you guys.
And then he goes over to the other corner?
Yes, he does.
Right now?
Yeah. No, when his name is called, then you take the slip up to him.
All right, listen, let's do some shopping.
Okay.
All right, let's go in souvenirs of Elvis. Let's do some shopping.
All right, great.
Be about a half hour. Bobo, here's your little entry slip.
Okay.
All right, we are now walking into one of the many Elvis gift shops.
We have to try and keep...
Hi, ladies.
Don, yes, I've been informed we have to try to keep near the door.
Hi, where are you ladies from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
And you're from?
New Hampshire.
How long have you been coming here?
7 years.
She does have the 7 years.
Oh, and they're from New England. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And what is it that you come here for every year?
People.
The people? Going to Elvis, and you?
Same thing.
If you don't mind me asking, what would you estimate your average spending is when you come down here for a trip, for souvenirs and stuff like that? Just to give people an idea.
Your life savings?
No. It's hard to say.
Well, now, what about, you've got all these little pins on your hat that light up, like you say?
Those are for the trauma center. These are all tax, you know.
Oh, the Elvis Presley Trauma Center here in Memphis. Right.
Well, that's wonderful. That's quite a collection.
That's funny.
No, absolutely not. We would never laugh about a trauma center.
Well, I just thought you had a funny grin there.
Yeah. I'm just smiling because I'm happy to be alive.
Can I be honest with you? We always have stupid grins on our face. We can't help it. We just look like idiots.
Are you always on the radio or is it television?
It's television. Our camera is right out there.
Lord have mercy.
Where were the Michael Moore show? Have you seen it on NBC?
I haven't.
The button you have that lights up, he touched my heart from the trauma center. Also, the one that lights up and says first class mail.
That was for the stamp they had. This here was from last year, and this one's from January.
Well, would you wave at our cameras one time and just say hi from Grace?
Yeah.
Right out there. It's right inside the front seat of that truck.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Come on, let's see.
No,
really? No, we're doing a radio show.
I'm just.
Really, we're just doing a radio show.
Pretty face, you know.
Chiclets.
Hey, there's a chiclet machine right there.
Yes, we have.
Let me
buy you guys some chiclets. Here you go.
All right. That's right. We're donating it to the
Red
Cross.
Some chiclets for both.
That's a plenty big handful of chiclets.
Enjoy those chiclets.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you both.
Nice to meet you.
We ought to get a couple of handfuls.
For the road.
We ought to give them to everybody.
How about a chiclet?
She caught me laughing when she said the Elvis Presley Trauma Center. I saw a billboard for that place today when we were driving through downtown Memphis.
Diana and I were looking at the brochure for the week, and one of the events of the week is the Elvis Presley 5K run. And, you know, the finish line is at the Trauma Center.
Oh, God.
And we're thinking how appropriate that is.
All right, let's go to the next store. The Wooden Indian. That is the name of the next Elvis store here at Graceland.
The Wooden Indian. Now, yeah, it's just more Elvis stuff. I thought they might sell Indian stuff.
You know, but they all seem to have, all these stores seem to have the same Elvis junk.
Yeah.
It's just some of them have it priced a little more expensive than the others.
You can do comparison shopping. That's the exciting thing about coming down here.
Now, in this store, as you can see, you have not only the Elvis teddy bears, the teddy bears that play Love Me. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Are you Elvis?
No, I'm Buddy Holly.
Are you one of the many Elvis impersonators, or are you just a guy that likes to dress like...
No, I'm an Elvis lookalike. I'm not an impersonator.
You're not an impersonator. A lookalike.
I didn't mean to offend you with that. That Buddy Holly thing, that was a joke, right?
No, I do him better than I do Elvis.
Can you give us a little Buddy Holly? I know we've got music in the background.
If you knew Peggy Sue, all I wanted feel so blue. Oh.
Hey, do we have some chiclets for this guy?
Some
this guy's
chiclets.
Great.
Give him some chiclets.
This guy's great. He does Buddy Holly. I thought he was jerking my chain.
Thanks for being on the show.
I do Conway Twitty, and I do Ricky Nelson.
Well, let's hear some Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty, yeah. People see me everywhere. They think that I don't care. One and I have hard to see.
Oh, that's amazing.
And Ricky Nelson? Let's hear some Ricky Nelson.
Okay. Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Well, Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I thought he was being a wiseacre, Mike.
Yeah, but
he really... You're great. Nice meeting you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye. It's terrific.
Bye-bye.
Did you catch the breath?
The breath? Let me just say death breath.
Breath from the grave.
We are broadcasting live on a national radio show from your store. What's the name of the store here?
Oh, she's not talking. Do you speak?
Now, is this... You know, we had someone else who said he was a mute, and he really wasn't a mute. He was just shy. Now, are you just shy? You're not shy? What's... Is this...
Oh, dear. We're being shooed away.
Excuse me?
Last time with that.
What's that?
He said he wants some chiclets.
Okay. Well, that's our first taste of Memphis hospitality.
All right.
That's the South.
Let's try the next place.
That is the magic that is Graceland, and I think you've just gotten the first taste of it. I couldn't hear him. He was kind of mumbling, but he was throwing us out of his store.
He had the good Memphis breath also, Mike.
The troops in there, the ladies seem to be prepared. They seem to be familiar with radio folk.
All right, now let's see if we can get in this store. This store is this Elvis Lee yours?
Yeah, I think this is Elvis Lee yours.
Hi, what's the name? Is this Elvis Lee yours? Is that the name of this store?
No. Do you speak?
No, my boss might not want me to speak.
They're definitely briefed down here.
Why do you know why your boss wouldn't want you to speak?
I don't know. Why, Carol?
Where's Carol?
Oh, you looked up in the security camera. Is she watching us on the camera, do you think?
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
How you doing? Hey, is that security camera for DJs, or is it a security camera so you don't get ripped off?
Probably both.
A little bit of both.
Now, I noticed that you have signs in the store, please no photos. Do you have people coming in all the time wanting to take pictures of the merchandise?
Mm-hmm. She probably don't want you to do that either, though.
She doesn't want to take pictures of the Elvis lookalikes.
They don't want to take pictures. That was Buddy Holly again.
That was Buddy Holly again.
Oh,
that,
boy.
Mike, here comes a kindly security officer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
it's a
he's got a stick.
Special
I know.
Officer.
All right.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
How's it going?
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can you tell us the name of this store?
I really don't know. It's the first time I've ever been here.
It's a good store, though. It's the first time he's been in here.
Yeah, everybody's having new experiences. And once again, there is death breath everywhere you turn. It's amazing.
Does anybody know the name of the store? We just like to know for what is it? Is it
Memories of
Elvis?
Elvis. Okay, that's
Memories
great.
Of Elvis.
That's terrific. Well, I hope you're enjoying your day.
Hey, do you have the Elvis toothpick holders here?
No.
You know where you're out of them?
Do you have any Elvis decanters?
No.
With his head that screws off.
I've always wanted to drink right out of Elvis's neck.
Yeah. We're just going. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Hi. We're doing a radio show.
Well, he didn't have permission to come in.
Well, we just thought we'd come in and say hello.
Please don't push me.
Yeah, you don't want us to do that. No manhandling. No manhandling.
Handle me.
Do you want some chiclets?
Nice, what? Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Just want to come back in here.
Can I stand right here and just ask you why?
Because
Because for one thing, you didn't even ask permission to do this, and that's very unprofessional.
Well, we never said we were professional. We are simply, we're doing a walking tour of Graceland.
Go away, okay?
What?
Go away.
Right. Do you think that this is how Elvis would have wanted you to treat some of his fans? We've already talked to the security guard. He's a friend of ours. Hey, he's a buddy of ours.
Now she's calling the kindly security guard. And
excuse me?
They won't leave my store.
We're out of your store, ma'am.
You weren't, and you kept
walking. We just know you're just walking out of your store.
Want you in my store?
We're not in your store.
Can you just answer us why we can't be
get
in your
off
store?
The property. Get
excuse
off
me.
Wise
you can't kick me off the property.
Wise men say, it's happened once again.
All right, we'll go over to our RV now.
Time to take a break. I think it is the magic of Graceland.
What is it about this freaking place? We didn't even do anything. We walk into the store. We ask them, what is the name of the place? No one could tell us the name of the store. And the next thing, the lady with the jet black hair is in our face going, get out, get
and she
out.
And she was the second one. The first store owner did the exact same thing. No questions. They came out. She actually grabbed us and started shoving us towards the door. They don't want anybody coming in there with a microphone.
Now, do we have the look of guys that are there to cause trouble?
You know, I thought that lady would come around when we offered her the chiclets.
What is the deal there? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, but I can tell you that that is the store where we originally had somewhere we were supposed to broadcast last year. That's the store that ended up pulling the plug on us, if you remember, at the last minute. So I'm surprised they didn't put two and two together and figure out who you guys were.
All right, well, we haven't been kicked out officially of the whole Graceland area.
Well, the nice thing about it also is I think we still can enjoy Bobo's little show.
Well, now here comes the security guard.
I think everything's fine.
And here he comes now.
Hi.
I just noticed the man is carrying a gun.
Yes.
Why she wants you to leave?
What's that?
Why does she want you to leave?
We don't know. We walked into the store, and we were doing a radio show, and we simply said, what's the name of the store? And she came over and pushed us out and said, get out, get out, get out.
And when she called you fellows over, we were just trying to ask her exactly why she was asking us to leave, because we didn't understand why.
See,
we were just doing a little tour.
With our friend Bobo, and he's waiting to sing there under the tent. We are just doing a radio show. We're big Elvis fans.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Not according to her? You know, when I said, I guess I shouldn't have said we're big Elvis fans, because as soon as I said we're big Elvis fans, he got that look on his face and said, no, you're not.
We were tracking with him, and then he gave us that little look that said, hey, you guys are full of it.
Let's do a very quick break. We won't move the RV yet, because Bobo's got his big set coming up.
Right.
Now what we're doing while we wait for Bobo's song is we're walking over to Shoney's.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it's Shoney's. Open at 6 a.m. for breakfast. I think what we're going to do is ask at the front desk at Shoney's if Elvis ever ate at this restaurant.
And would you say it's safe to say that people who are making money off the memory of the king fear the media, Don?
Yes, Mike. The reason is that they're making money off a man who's been dead for 17 years. You might call them death mongers, as my friend Geraldo would say.
You know, Don.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Couple of Soul Brothers checking in. Everybody loves Elvis.
Yeah, and Bobo is just stopping traffic with that suit.
Diana and I had breakfast here this morning, and you know what they have right at the front case is chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie. They got chocolate pie here.
That's terrific.
Hi, welcome to Shoney.
Hi, welcome.
Are you the Shoney's greeter?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
and your name's Onika?
Yes, that's right.
Onika, how you doing, baby? Where are you from?
Kankakee, Illinois.
Yeah, and How is it working at the Shoney's right here in Graceland? Exciting?
Yes, it is. A lot of Elvis fans coming here every day.
Who's the biggest celebrity that's coming to eat at your Shoney's here at Graceland?
I think Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow. Really? Shaquille O'Neal. Wow.
She got a celebrity. All right.
Is Shaquille a big Elvis fan?
I don't know. I wasn't here when he came here.
And we understand that you have delicious chocolate pie here.
We have delicious everything here.
But do you have chocolate pie?
Yes. We do have a chocolate French silk pie.
Oh, we love
Onika,
chocolate
I'm going to call Mr. Shoney and make sure he promotes you, okay?
Okay.
Nice meeting you. You know, let me just say, if only the lady over there at the Elvis store was as nice as you, this world would be a lot better place.
Thank you.
God bless you. We'll enjoy our stay at Shoney's. You bet we will.
Okay, we're going over to the pie cake, Don.
Let's see. As you can see, we have the banana split pie, the peanut butter pie.
Ooh, Heath Bar Silk.
Where's the plain old chocolate pie?
It's the French silk, and it appears it's not there anymore.
It appears it has been eaten.
Do we know, did Elvis ever eat in the Shoney's? Does anybody know, did Elvis ever eat in the show? We're doing a radio show. Do you know, did Elvis ever eat?
No, I'm not for sure.
You're not for sure? How is the chocolate pie?
It's good.
It's good. It's delicious.
It's good.
Can't keep it on the shelf.
There's nothing like a slice of delicious chocolate pie.
That's what I hear.
All right.
I like to sprinkle chiclets on mine.
Well, hold on. Can we actually go in the restaurant? Do the microphones go?
Not so far as the booths.
Go all the way in?
Yeah, the booths are off limits. That's what I understand.
This is as far as we can go, huh?
Yeah. I think this is it.
Yeah. Hey, you got a second?
Booths, excuse me.
You want to be on a radio show? Mr. Busboy?
Hey, do you think I'm not a kid, but do you think I'd get in trouble if I got a free lollipop?
Shoney Bear wants you to have one.
Bobo here with my compliments.
Thank you.
Don, would you like a lollipop?
Sure. If it's from Shoney's, it's got to be good. It is, huh?
Yep.
Hey, what's your name?
Sherman.
Where are you from, Sherman?
Southfield.
Yeah? Did Elvis ever eat at this Shoney's?
I don't know.
You want to win a prize? We're doing a radio show right now. At the time of his death, what did Elvis's colon weigh?
I don't know nothing about him. I don't know about
him. Should we ask the guy over there?
They all know.
I don't think we want to do that.
We are being blinded by the glow from the back of their necks.
What?
Never.
Is it breaking up, Diane?
No, but there's a patron out here complaining to the young lady.
Oh, dear.
A patron complaining to the lady.
All right, we'll leave. We're leaving now.
Hi. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Well, it's the magic of Graceland.
You betcha.
It's almost showtime. We're about ready to go on stage and back up Bobo Spiewak as he does the Elvis karaoke. Hey, there's Chiclet.
Chiclet the lady.
Hey, Chiclet. Hey, Chiclet. Elvis fan, how you doing?
You having fun in there?
You want to know, can I tell you something? You are the nicest Elvis fan we have met in the last hour and a half. You're just very nice.
We out.
They've been
Well, we're running into an awful lot of people that don't like us for some reason, and we can't understand why.
You're from a radio station?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we do a national radio show. We wanted to give you a little nickname. Would you mind if for the rest of our trip here we called you Chiclet?
Okay.
Nice to meet you, Chiclet.
Okay.
We're going to be over there singing in just a second if you want to come watch us.
Okay,
there she is. That, now, she's a nice lady.
That's right. She
lady.
Doesn't mind our
hey,
questions.
Lady.
Hey, lady.
I think Buzz had it right on. You know, as we were walking away from the shopping center, Buzz said, this is too weird that every place we go to in Memphis, as soon as we walk in, and we are not conspicuous, even though you might think by the sound of what we're doing that we're conspicuous. The fact that Rob is wearing the Elvis suit makes him the least conspicuous of the group.
Yeah, we really do not appear to be threatening to these people, but they really, as soon as we walk into the shops, they're on top of us.
We're doing shows like WKRP did. We don't even have headphones on.
No headphones. We're not loaded down with equipment. We're not wearing special clothing. Just, you know, we're dressed for the summer.
And I would not say that we are in an attack mode, even.
No, so Buzz says to me, you know, it seems to me that they really must have our pictures up on the wall or must have put out some kind of propaganda saying that we were coming down again this year. So anyway, I'm sorry.
I was just going to interject, too, that we thought that having Bobo in his Elvis costume would be our ticket to anywhere.
Well, as it turns out, though, they are coming up, all of the evil Elvis merchants, all the evil people that are making money off the death of Elvis, they're coming up to Bobo and talking to him like he's the emissary. Mm-hmm. Bobo?
What did they say to you, Bobo? What was the deal?
They just said that... Oh, hold on. Is it time?
I think this guy is now finished on stage. It might be your time. And since they want you on and gone...
I guess en route we'll find out what happened. Bobo, now, what did Lester Tubbs say to you, whatever the guy's name is?
This is the song before mine, so we have one song now.
Okay, what did he say to you?
He'd prefer it if we didn't come over there anymore, and I asked if I could sing. He said he wants me to sing. And I said, can my buddy sing backup with me? He said, I don't want them over there anymore, but he wants for me to sing.
Did you ask him how come he doesn't want us over there singing with him? Hold on.
I am Elvis's twin brother who has supposedly died at birth, but I did not die. I was raised by Jesuit priests.
Directed from the dead.
Too bad that man didn't die at birth. We have some chiclets for you, sir. Enjoy your chiclets.
Some spam.
We'll mail them to you.
You know, offer me gum and not give me gum.
All right, well, someone give this guy his chick. Let's give that guy some gum. So anyway, the guy says basically he doesn't want us over there. Did he give you a reason?
Apparently there was some trouble here last night. And he said he didn't want to repeat offense. Of course, we weren't even here last night.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, you guys were at B.B. King's last night.
We were having a great time at B.B. King's.
Was there perhaps a ripple effect?
Somebody else wants a picture. You want a picture of Elvis?
You want a picture of the king? All right, here you go.
All right, go ahead.
Let me interview this lady.
Do your pose.
Hi, hello, darling. Hi, what's your name?
Donna Droller.
Hi, where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
All right, take a picture of our Elvis. His name is Bobo.
Hello, darling.
Okay.
How does he rate on a scale of 10? How would you rate our Elvis?
Oh, definitely 10.
10!
Thank you, darling.
Are you thinking about putting that picture on Christmas cards? Or?
Definitely.
And your name, sir?
Frank Willis.
You a big Elvis fan, too?
Yes, I am.
Nice meeting you both. And oh, how about the youngsters? Let's get the little ones on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What do you like best about Elvis?
His airplane museum.
His
Elvis
music.
Museum?
Mm-hmm.
Or the museum?
Oh, the museum. Music.
The
museum.
Oh, the airplane museum. Yeah.
Shelby.
Hi, Shelby. Nice meeting you.
Hi.
Hi, Jamie. Listen, we wish we could talk. We're on now. We're going over there to sing. So we'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep hope alive, man. TCB.
So we might have a little trouble, but we're going to try to get up on stage and sing with our own Elvis
now,
Bobo.
I don't want to cause anybody any undue alarm, but I have just noticed that the Memphis Police Department is, in fact, here.
I'm so excited.
Well, I don't want to have a problem with the cops again.
Well, who do we ask
when you go
on?
We have been spotted by the black-haired lady. The black-haired lady is headed back into her store.
Oh, you mean the get out lady?
She's doing what?
Now, let me tell you something. We are 300 yards away from her store. Aren't we on some kind of public property, or is this still...
Well, I imagine they own the parking lot.
Yeah, I think it's a private
parking
lot.
Yeah, they kind of own the parking lot, but boy, I think we ought to make an attempt to sing back up with Bobo. I think the way we play this, gang, is that when you're ready, Robbie, we simply follow you up onto the stage, and you go to it.
And we will back him up.
We'll back him up.
Respectfully as possible.
We will be the Jordanaires. We won't say anything about Elvis's colon.
40 pounds, though, in case anybody asks you.
Chalky.
Bobo, your turn.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Yes. We're part of the singing.
Excuse me? Why? What do you mean we're not on the... We're his background singers, sir.
Who you are, you're not going to get on the stage.
I'll be glad to talk to the policeman. Sure. I've got nothing against the Memphis police. Hi, sir. We're his backup singers. All we want to do is join him in song.
We can't back him up?
Why?
We are
part of his program. Sure. All right. Let's step over with the police.
Well, it looks like we're not going to be able to back Bobo up on stage.
Well, we at least got to hear him.
We wanted to hear him sing. We don't know whether we can do that or not.
Oh, now listen to this. He's going to be singing. We're not even going to be able to hear it on the show.
We're a Don and Mike show on Westwood One Radio Network.
We do a national radio show. We're on the air right now. Yes, you are. And
all we wanted to do, obviously, was back up that gentleman who is part of our show, who I think is doing a fantastic job of impersonating the King of Rock and Roll.
All we do want to do is get on stage with him and sing. That's all.
Here's the manager. Show up here.
Okay, the officer has pushed the microphone away.
It says Bobo. The name on the list says Bobo. That's him, and we're his backup singers. No,
we blew it. When we signed up, we should have said Bobo with backup, but we didn't do that. Can we just sort of point our microphones over to hear Bobo sing?
Can
is
we
that
listen
okay?
to him sing?
Just to hear him sing before we get out of here? Is that okay?
I prefer that you did not because of the way you came in my store.
Ma'am, all we did was walk in your store and ask the name of the store. That's all we did.
That really is the truth. That is all we did.
You asked me a bunch of questions and wouldn't leave when I asked you to leave.
I asked you if you had the Elvis toothpick holder. I didn't ask.
Well, that was the store. That was the clerk that we asked that of.
Anyway,
is y'all closet problem.
Old man, don't push me, old man. Don't push me, old man. Don't push me, old man.
Hold on.
We'll be glad to move out. All right.
All right.
See you in hell.
All right. All right.
There are now three Memphis police cars here. What, Daryl? I can't hear you. What, Daryl?
Hear Bobo fine. Bobo's got his microphone up there, and it sounds great.
Oh. Now, are you mixing it? Were you able to hear us and them?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
So we can actually hear Bobo. We can walk over here while Bobo's on. The old man did not like the microphone
in
his face.
The old guy would scream something, and I would simply put the microphone in his face, and then he would punch the microphone out of the way.
While we were doing all that, Diana grabbed my mic, and so that's how we're picking up Bobo right now.
Oh, I got you.
These right, well, people
let's
are...
Let's wait for Bobo to finish up.
These people are hostile.
The thing that we got to remember next year is we got to have Bobo and friends when we sign up. The cop, like the poor Memphis cop, like he I could tell the cop didn't want to get into this with us. He says, what did it say? Well, it said Bobo. Well, if it didn't say Bobo and friends.
Oh, my God. Lady is just...
Oh, your belt fell off.
Bobo, a beautiful performance.
A little unnerving because, I think even the crowd knows because the crowd wasn't even into it. And that's the easiest crowd in the world.
Yeah. So I guess we got to leave this area now.
After you guys left, I was standing there and I had the microphone. I wanted to see if we could pick up some of Bobo. And the lady goes to the cops. Well, she's got to go too. She's with them. I said, well, I just want to just try to mic. We came all the way from Washington. We want to get some of this. I don't care. You just take your little out of here. Your little A out of here.
Oh, dear.
Wow. So, ma'am, I'm not being disrespectful for you. I don't know why I have to be disrespectful.
I think that really, you know, we talk all the time about how they got our names on a list at Graceland.
Right.
I think that they are laying in wait for us this year. Do you know that the cops showed up here within 5 minutes?
I would like to also point out Memphis's finest. There was even a slightly nicer attitude last year with the police.
Right.
They seemed to be a little more hostile than normal.
You have to remember Graceland being the tourist attraction that it is. I think the management of Graceland, and that includes the people who own these shops, have a big voice here in this town.
Absolutely.
You death mongers!
Oh, God.
You're making money off the death of Elvis!
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Death mongers!
Get him on the RV.
Let's get out of here, guys.
Let's hit the road, baby.
Come on, everybody out. Diana, get in the car. Come on, we're beating out of here. Get in the car now. Deathmongers! We'll get back in our RV. We'll get out of here. We'll just go down the road.
Go down the road a piece.
Yeah, hold on. How do you shut this door? Wait a minute. We're still on, right? They haven't cut the plug?
No, we're okay.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.